Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Show. I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here. She's one of the top career development experts on the planet, author of five books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Also, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, and on, you start to get the picture. She's all about helping people sort their nonsense out, and she's here to help us do that today. Vicki Oliver, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I just thought maybe we could talk a little bit about being a good person to work for and with.
Okay. That's always good, a good thing to strive for.
Yes. Yeah. I think that sometimes, you know, when people get into this sort of the boss position, sometimes they kind of lose some of their people skills. But the truth is, you know, you have to
leadership is not something you can just grab.
People have to be able to respect you.
Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't just say it's good to be the king?
No. You should not just say it's good to be the king, although it is probably good to be the king.
You're right, and most, you know, most small business owners, if they've come up the way a lot of small businesses do, they did all the jobs. You know, that's the way I mean, everybody who has a job in my business today, every one of them, I had those jobs first.
Yes.
Every single one of them, I did them first.
Yes.
And I trained, if I didn't train them how to do it, I trained the person who trained the person who trained the person who trained the person who trained them. And so,
exactly.
So when I'm working with them, I actually have some empathy for their job because I used to do it.
Right. That's good. I mean, you sound like you're a very good person to work for from what I, you know, can gather, but I'm just saying, you know, it could work the opposite, where somebody has done all the jobs themselves, you know, now finds themselves that now they have to delegate, and they feel like it must be done a certain way. You know, they could be very mm-hmm. closed-minded about new ways to do the job.
Well, now, I'm not going to tell you I'm good about that part. but delegating, once I learned how to delegate, I liked it. It wasn't
like
easy for me, though. I wasn't a good delegator early on.
Right. And why was that?
Well, some people might say I was a perfectionist.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was, but when I learned the difference between perfection and excellence, that's when I became a better delegator.
What would you say the difference is?
Perfection is not possible. Excellence is. Excellence is perfection without everything you need and want.
Right.
Excellence is whatever you have right now, when the decision has to be made, must be made, the trigger must be pulled, you've done everything you can to make it right, but you know that there's something that's not quite right, but the trigger still has to be pulled. When you pull the trigger, that's excellence.
What about the steps? I mean, maybe... I'm not talking about you necessarily, but maybe someone has always done something a certain way and they feel like it takes 7 steps to do it perfectly, you know, but maybe with today's technology, it only takes 3 steps to do it perfectly.
Right. Well, that
ability to let go and to delegate, to trust the people that you have working for you,
right.
You know.
Well, I think most bosses, if they can find efficiencies, let me put it this way. Most small business owners, if somebody can find an efficiency, then if that gives us back more time, I'll find something else for you to do.
Right.
I'll give you another job. I'll be glad to take that. Now, however, now here's something that's really important. This comes back to being a good person to work with. if you cut out 4 of 7 steps without checking with me, if the result is what I'm going to be getting, if 2 of those 4 steps you cut out are steps that I need,
right?
If you cut those 4 out and assume that it was going to be perfect without talking to me about it, then you're probably going to get into trouble.
Right. Right. I mean, certainly, I used to be in the advertising business, and we would always joke that in the advertising business, the first thing to go would be communication, right? This is the thing we were supposed to be doing, right? So part of it is definitely communicating.
Right, right. So what else? What are some other things that we need to be working on?
I think that it's important to sometimes I think you have to sort of act like a cheerleader to pull somebody's best performance out of them. You know, you can't just assume that you know what they're going to say. You can't just assume that you know what they're thinking. I think that sometimes, you know, some people are at their best when they feel like there's a warm, open atmosphere to their ideas. Mm-hmm. If they just feel like their ideas are going to be shut down, maybe they're not going to share them. So I think sometimes it's important to act enthusiastically just to be able to pull ideas out of your staff.
See, I have to deal with this in my organization because I'm a man. I'm the boss. A lot of the people who work for me are females. Young,
right.
Very young females in their 20s.
Right.
Some of them are out of college.
Right.
And I have a daddy voice sometimes.
You have a what?
A daddy voice.
Okay.
You know the daddy voice. And so because I'm busy, I got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, let's get this done. And
right.
And so what happens is I have to be careful that I don't shut them down when I'm not intending to do that. I'm just moving around my business, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking they ought to be able to handle
voice.
It. I'm thinking they ought to be able to handle it, and maybe they can handle it.
Right. You have
and so
a gruff,
I have to go back and talk to them.
Attitude.
That's right. And I have to go back and talk to them and say, "Hey, folks, you need to get up on your hind legs." You know.
Right. Right. You know, I think that sometimes when you're the boss too, it's hard to accept feedback from the people who work for you because you feel like you know more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know more, you're more knowledgeable, you've been in the business longer, you've seen it all before.
And that's a mistake. That's
right.
A mistake. You gotta take, because I'm as I say, I'm always looking for ways to improve, to cut costs and everything. Hey, I need your website quickly.
Okay, it's VickyOliver.com.
VickyOliver.com. Check it out. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.